You are entering a time when old wounds and old pains are emerging in a very upsetting and unfortunate way. And in a way, you are looking at the world with the backpack you were just discussing. And if you want to know how costly it is to continue to carry that backpack without bringing it to the light and into love, you only have to look at your world to see that. And we do not want you, of course, to focus on this, because that is not a good idea. But we want you to know, as you look around you, that you are working in the healing direction. It does not mean that you like what you see. It is unfortunate, but because it is old, it is the mirror of the unexamined life. Let us say that for you again. What you are seeing in the world now is the mirror of the unexamined life. The part, the old fearful part that says that difference is danger, that when that something needs to be perfect or superior or above in order for the world to go around. And how sad that there are those who are being fed this old, it is an old poison. It is not a new one, it is an old one. And we want you to know that the forces of light are working in places you cannot see to bring, shall we say, light on the responsibility that needs to be taken by those in power. Because this, we cannot make a new light world and carry this old poison with us. So understand that by your own examination and your own willingness to release your own pain, you are doing such a powerful thing. It is a counter energy to the energy that you are seeing in the world. And when you do that, what is happening to you, as you have noted among yourselves, is that you are becoming more of who you are. Who you are is powerful. We understand that that word has been very dangerous for women for a long time, but we want you to know that that is what is necessary now. Not to become warlike, but to become powerful and to hold that power and to send energy from that power that is light, that is wise, that is responsible. And this, for the moment, is the very best thing that you can do for the world you live in. So when you see the things, the deeper layers that were under the rock, do not be afraid. You see it, you must know what it is, but then you must bring your attention back to your own healing, knowing that every time you put down a fear of yours, a pain of yours, an anxiety of yours, every time you put that down, you're making a place in your own consciousness, in your own body, for the power that is you to return and to begin to send energy out into a world that very much needs to see what loving power looks like. We commend you all. We commend you for not only your concern, but your willingness to take on your own struggles and to put them down, to release them one by one. Because when you do, you leave a place for us. You leave a place for us to be in you, to empower you, to pull from the world around you the things that you need the most. And this is holy work. And we want you to know that you are doing that work. So, in this teaching of light, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply, easily. Feel the love of the universe all around you. Breathe in love. Exhale fear. Open the crown and feel the golden light of the universe pouring into your body. As it pours into your crown, feel the crown opening to receive not only more of the universe, but more of you. Feel the flow of golden light into your third eye. And see how bright the third eye becomes. How strong and sure of what you intuit, of what you know. Feel the flow of golden light into your throat. Let the golden light educate your communication center so that what you choose to say has the universal light in it. What you speak to yourself, what you speak that is true, what you speak that is love becomes a part of you. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the golden light displace all of the emotional baggage you do not wish to carry with you. Feel it flowing away from your body, flowing away from your field. Let the solar plexus prepare itself to feel what is good, what is true, what is loving. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And let it begin to cleanse the judgment, the shame, the guilt, anything old and heavy that you do not wish to carry in your body. Let the golden light displace it and move it out of your field. Feel the golden light come down through your body and into the root. And let the golden light prepare your root for your future, for the creation that is yours from the strongest, highest part of yourself. Let that golden light spread through your body, to heal you, to fill you, to bring you into the light. Move your attention into your heart center and look at the beautiful garden you've created. With every piece of wisdom, with every kindness to yourself or to others, something new grows in this garden. See how beautiful it is, how it nurtures you and protects you, how it is your place of comfort. Find the water that flows in your garden and drink it. And feel yourself lighten. And feel yourself free. Now look around your heart center and see that there is a path that moves upward, that becomes illuminated for you. Step onto the path. And know that the path moves you. Know that everything that you breathe is a blessing, and every step you take brings you power, and everything around you brings you love. Now come to a place of creation and feel the energy all around you and see what colors are here, and if there is a symbol, become aware of it. Now begin to walk up the path again, feeling all that is good around you. And the path brings you higher. And you come to the place of loving release. And see that there is a pot there. And everything you put with words into the pot is taken away from your back. So quietly put into that pot whatever you do not wish to carry. And feel the magnetism that pulls those things from you. Now see that there is a flame in the pot. And the flame takes all that you have put into it. And from the top of the pot comes a symbol. Now allow yourself to move higher still, but easily. Feel the cool wind. Feel the light all around you. And come to the place of the gift. Rest your mind. Know your gift. When you've known your gift, turn and come back down the path. And know that the air you breathe is full of gratitude and peace and protection. And come to the garden in your heart again, your own place of beauty and strength. And begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.